Annie Fehrenbacher is entering her senior year at University Laboratory High School in Urbana. She recalls her first semester of freshman health class and how the teacher skirted around some issues.
Our class spent one day on contraception, which was filling in a worksheet about what everything was and how much it costs and the failure rates. And that was it. There was no information on where we could get contraception or how to use it. We talked about sexually transmitted infections for a few days. Again, it was just filling in charts about symptoms, and it was really non-interactive, very much a teacher standing at the front of the room and us not having to engage our minds at all.
The state of Illinois does not require, nor does it pay, for school sex education classes. The only funding comes from the federal No Child Left Behind Act, which promotes the abstinence-only approach. Fehrenbacher's first semester of health class at the Laboratory High School was also the first for her teacher. Dee Dee Wright says she's learned from that experience. She has since expanded her one-semester course to include preventative measures, like how to put on a condom.
Yeah, abstinence is the ideal, but we know that not all teens are going to remain abstinent until they get married. And they need to know how to protect themselves, just as they need to know how to protect themselves from getting the flu.
Wright admits a laboratory school like hers offers some flexibility with the curriculum, and that most public school districts are limited by time in the classroom and their knowledge of sex-related topics. Some, including Urbana, have found one way to provide counseling in areas like puberty. The new health center that opened at the high school last fall, with the help of community donations, welcomes sessions for all students. A regional health department is taking its message to parents in an effort to curb its county's teen birth rate. Vermilion County's rate surpassed 17% in 2003. That's the third highest in the state. Health educator Linda Bolton helped coordinate a group of retired physicians and concerned parents called the Vermilion County Teen Pregnancy Coalition. She says it takes a unified effort to show teens that there's more to the future than having a child at 14 or 15.
We're not giving our children a future and a hope that they can build toward, and until we can turn that around and give them a reason to keep going to school and give them a reason to stay involved and stay active, this is an easy thing to fall into. And all the funding is on that end of it. It's not on the, it's on the resultant end. The funding isn't on the prevention end.
Bolton's group has also published a guide for parents on how to talk with their kids on issues related to sex. But advocates for comprehensive sex education, like State Senator Carol Ronan, say their ultimate goal is to provide it in the classroom.
Abstinence is the first and most important and only surefire way to not get pregnant or not get disease. But we have to teach other methods besides abstinence. And if kids are going to get involved in this kind of behavior, we have to teach them how to do this safely.
The bill sponsored by Ronan, a Chicago Democrat, would give schools the option of pursuing state grants for a full-fledged sex education program. While Ronan says an abstinence-based program withholds information, the Illinois-based Project Reality contends teens will be more likely to experiment with sex once they've learned about contraception. Libby Gray is the group's director.
We're concerned that this bill would instigate and give funding to educational programs that would encourage sexual activity rather than discourage sexual activity, which can lead to sexually transmitted diseases, pregnancy, and a lot of emotional trauma for young people.
It remains to be seen whether Ronan's bill will make it to a vote. The measure didn't make it out of committee during the recently completed spring session, but Ronan's staff says the plan is still alive for the fall. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.